Now go to Acts 17. I have showed that scripture, John 1:12, and also Galatians 3:26, to many hundreds of Mormons out soul winning. Because the Mormons are a major religion. You know, they claim to have 14 million members, and they say, hey, everybody's a child of God. We're all God's children. In fact, that is one of the most core teachings of Mormonism. In fact, Mormonism is built on that teaching because they believe that there is a multiplicity of gods in the universe. They believe that there are billions of gods and people living on other planets and so forth. And they believe that the God of our planet has all this multitude of wives up in heaven and has produced basically all these spirit babies that have come down to this earth, and that every single human being on this earth is a spirit baby of Heavenly Father that has been given the privilege of having a human body. And this, you know, it's very strange. In fact, we have a Mormon lady who picks up milk at our house, and she said, thank you so much for bringing God's children into this earth, because we have 8 children. So she thinks we're just, you know, all right, heaven, we're ready for another one, you know, keep sending them down. But in reality, according to the Bible, life begins at conception. You know, when my wife and I physically come together and conception takes place, that's where life begins. But Mormonism teaches that life already exists. We were all alive up in heaven once. That's what they teach. And then we came down here and became babies, you know. But it's false. So but listen, the whole basis of Mormonism is this teaching that we're all God's children. We're all the children of Elohim, what they call God. They like to speak foreign languages. But I show them this verse and I say, well, this right here says we become a son of God when we believe in Jesus. That means people who don't believe in Jesus are not sons of God. And I've only had one person ever be able to answer that. I mean, I've told it to hundreds of Mormons. I say, what do you say to that? Well, I just still believe that we're all God's children. I just still believe. It's like, do you have any verse on that? Do you have any scripture on that? And they never have, except one time. One time I had a person say, yep, I've got a scripture for it, that we're all God's children. And they took me to Acts 17. And I'm going to show you why this is a scripture that's being twisted by the Mormons today. This is like a twisting within a twisting. But anyway, Acts 17 verse 28 says, for in him we live and move and have our being, as certain also of your poets have said, for we also are his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device. And what they'll do is basically say, well, see, the Bible says we are God's offspring. Therefore, they're going to say we're the children of God, therefore, because if we're his offspring, we must be his children. Now, if we actually get the context of what, and I'm going to show you why this is wrong, but if we actually get the context of what he's saying that if we're the offspring of God, we ought not to think that God is like unto gold and silver and precious stones graven by man's device. What is he saying? That we as human beings are in the image of God. So therefore, we should not think that God is something inferior to us, like a statue. We are in the image of God. But they'll say, well, offspring means children. But wait a minute, does it? Let's see what the Bible says. Go to Romans 9. Go to Romans 9, and then we're going to go to John chapter 8 next. Romans 9 and John 8. Look at Romans 9, verse 7. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. So is being the seed of Abraham, does that make you a child of Abraham? Not according to Romans 9, 7. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. Let me ask you something. Can you honestly look down at Romans 9, 8 and then look up at me and say, we're all God's children? When the Bible clearly says that the children of the flesh are not the children of God. The children of the promise are counted for the seed. And then in John chapter 8, we find something very similar. Start reading in verse 32. It says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8, 33, they answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Watch this. I know that you're Abraham's seed. So isn't he acknowledging there that, hey, physically, you're of Abraham? I know you're Abraham's seed. But he says this, I know that you're Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And the Bible is real clear here that just being physically the seed of Abraham doesn't make you one of Abraham's children. And just saying, oh, well, we're all human. We're all human. That makes us all brothers and sisters. And we're all human. So God's our father because, you know, Adam was created in the image of God. And since we all descend from Adam, that makes us all children of God. But let me ask you something. Is that what the Bible teaches? No, because we've seen over and over. I think altogether we've seen, what, about 10 different verses that said that if you don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are not a child of God. In order to become a child of God, you must believe on the name of the only begotten Son of God, and that name is Jesus. That's how you become a child of God.